and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show continues. Steve Starr's riding in here shotgun for the rest of the night with you. And thanks to Dan, our producer, hanging out with me, too. And we have some calls waiting. I'm going to get to Ron and the Ozarks in just a minute. You know, we were talking a little bit about culture and stuff like that. One of the advantages that we have in the United States as an English-speaking nation is we probably don't realize, but it's probably, well, it is without a doubt the number one business language of the world. You know, I have some relatives who are Lebanese by marriage, of course, and they're very, very fine people. I mean, these people are very intelligent, incredibly intelligent. As a matter of fact, they all speak three languages. They speak English, sometimes four, English, French, and Arabic. And you know, when they're with me and other people, you know, in the family or by relation, they will mostly speak English to include us in the conversation. And when they kind of talk among themselves, they slip into French, and they begin to speak French for a little while, and then when they get mad at each other, they start talking in Arabic. It's kind of funny, but they flow constantly between these three languages. They are doctors, they are architects, they are people of very high degrees, they're very intelligent. Well, you know, a question I had is, of course, I would love to visit Lebanon because of its historical perspective. I mean, it's, you know, this is where the old Phoenicians and the Canaanite empires were many, many centuries ago. There's so much history in that area. And, you know, I'm just fascinated with the history in that area because they're from that area and they live in West Beirut. You know, as Christian Lebanese usually have a lot of money, and that's where they are. And you remember the civil wars and some of the things that happened there. But I asked him, you know, at that time he was my brother-in-law, and I said, well, you know, what kind of money do I need to take? He says, I'll just take your U.S. dollars. Oh, you mean they just take you? Oh, yeah, just spend U.S. dollars. Oh, of course, the dollar still had a lot more status as reserve currency, which has dropped tremendously recently. And then, he came back from Lebanon, was showing me some pictures there, driving down some of the main streets and main boulevards in Beirut. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, when did you go to Lebanon? I think I'm looking at Florida or something like that. It says Kentucky Fried Chicken, Citgo Gas, 7-Eleven, turn right. You know, I'm looking at all these American businesses on the streets of Beirut. You know, of course, then I notice a sign. There's a freeway sign. It looks just like our freeway signs. It says, you know, West Beirut, next exit. Then you see some Arabic letters underneath it. And I'm going, wow. He says, yeah, you know, you'd be very surprised that a good portion of the world speaks English. And the question is, why do we want to break that down? Why aren't we encouraging people to speak English, which is probably the best language they can learn, and trying to diversify? I'm not against people using other languages, of course, but it doesn't seem like we're doing things that are productive. Anyway, I leave that with you to think over and contemplate and reminisce on, if you like. And let's see if we can get to Ron in the Ozarks, who's been holding. Ron, are you out there in the Ozarks?
I am. How are you?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
And no, we're not doing anything productive, by the way.
With that, uh-huh. With all this other language and diversity you're saying?
Well, anything. I mean, the whole plethora of everything. We're not doing anything right, it seems like. No, I wanted to, a minute ago, one of you guys was talking about, they were talking about deregulating the bandwidth on the electricity and everything. I think people would find some interesting stuff if they would do a little research on the fact that both Edison and Tesla understood that the human being was basically a wet cell battery, and it operated at about 60 hertz. And they knew that below 20 hertz and above 100 hertz had absolutely no effect on the human body. So it's kind of curious why it was set to affect our battery so much. And the other night I was listening, I don't know what night it was. I don't know if Bob is on Saturday night, but it would have had to have been, I guess, Friday or Saturday night. And they were having a conversation, and people were calling in who were somewhat disheartened with what they perceived to be the growth of the awakening. And I just want to let everybody know that at the time of the founding, only 3% of the population of America defeated the greatest military on Earth. And I think the growth is exponential. I judge it to be somewhere between 15 and 30 million people. Well, that's 5 or 10%. So I think we're making great bounds there. And to the Mexican people, I absolutely love the Mexican people. I love the country down there. I love their culture and everything about them, their food, everything. But right now, their brothers and sisters are fighting a very courageous battle. And I say to all of the expats, and I've said this for 20 years, if there's 12 or 15 or 20 million expats from Mexico, that's the largest standing army in the world that's ever seen. Why didn't they just take their country back? Well, right now, your brothers and sisters are fighting to take that country back. And come back later. Go down there and help them. Or if you can't go, if for some reason you just feel like you can't go, support them. We support them. What greater thing could America have than a safe, secure friend on the southern border?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, of course, I could go into great detail about what's happened to Mexico and why it's not a strong and first world nation today, and what's happened there that's caused things to be the way it is. Because it certainly isn't the work ethic of the people. And it certainly isn't that they don't have the aptitude to do amazing things. It has to be everything conditional on social engineering and just deconstructing their entire independence and freedom. I think probably the greatest of all of the Mexican leaders was Benito Juarez, even though, you know, he was eventually corrupted by some of his cronies. Did a lot of good for a few short years, but it didn't last very long, and it led to, you know, reversion into the same old bad situation that was before. But we do know that Mexican citizens are now defying gun bans in order to defend themselves against violent criminals. And that's a story that I was just looking at here from Kit Daniels on Infowars.com, May 12th. Pushed to the brink of the death of a country collapsing from extreme corruption and crime, Mexican citizens are defying Mexico's anti-gun laws in order to defend themselves against the drug cartels, turning the tide against tyranny and oppression while demonstrating that only gun rights can save their society. Is that what you were alluding to a little bit there, Iran?
Absolutely, absolutely. If these millions of Mexican expats were to go down there right now, now's the time. You have to seize the moment. And right now, their brothers and sisters are standing up, and they deserve, I mean, They love their nation. Why won't they go down there and fight for it? Right now's the time.
Well, I think that they will.
And it's about to be time here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, it's breaking out all over. Of course, Mr. Obama has sold more guns than anybody out there, really, and with all of his plans. The whole idea of gun control is not working. People are very highly suspect of events like Sandy Hook and the Batman Theater shootings and the Boston Marathon bombings, all these other events. So I have questions about that as well. Well, hey, any other comments? Do you want to hang on, or do you want to just let her go at that?
No, I'll let it go at that, man. You guys, appreciate what you do.
Thanks, Ron. We'll talk to you again sometime, hopefully.
The Bob Justin Show. If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. This is Steve Starr sitting in for Bob tonight on the program here. And we run five nights a week from 10 o'clock to 1 on Eastern Time, 9 to midnight Central, 8 to 11 here in Mountain where I am, and 7 to 10 on the Pacific Coast. Glad to have all of you along on Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can visit the website at republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. If you want to help out the network, we sure appreciate it. Also, be sure and support our sponsors and let them know, you know, you heard it here. Now, we do appreciate that because you are the people who are making the changes here. We are aware of what's happening. We are dealing with the issues. We are talking and we are looking for solutions. And we've been talking about those during the program here. Identifying the problem is only part of it. You know, actually helping people see how they can implement the solution is the necessary part that follows up on that, and that's what we try to do a lot of. So I'm glad to be with you. My name is Steve Starrs. I kind of co-host the program with Bob. Tomorrow night, Kevin Barrett will be on with Bob, and we have a slew of hosts that are coming up. They're going to be guests that are going to be coming up with us in the next week or so. So stay tuned, and you always have fun here on the show. We try to make it at least a little entertaining and not too heavy, but at the same time, we deal with some very, very heavy issues. I've said enough. Let's see what Robert in Missouri has to say. I think he's holding to get on the line. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I sure can. What's on your mind, man?
I wanted to chime in about Mexico because I was listening to the last caller, but I wanted to pick your brain about something. Something's been happening to me when I'm on the air on RBN with various hosts. Guess what it is? It's like this. I'm talking, I'm getting right to the meat of the issue that I'm wanting to talk about, and I'm on my mobile phone. It's an HTC, it's, you know, top-of-the-line phone. And guess what happens? The airplane mode gets popped on me. This has happened to me like 6 to 10 times that I've been on various shows in the last probably month and a half. Right when I'm in a deep conversation with the host, boom, the airplane mode of my phone gets turned on. And I'm not touching anything. The screen's not even on. What do you think about that before I get into the Mexico thing?
Oh, I'm sure it's just a coincidence, Robert. Just a coincidence. You know I'm kidding, right? You know I'm kidding.
Yeah.
They're messing with it. Yeah.
I'm not some narcissistic weirdo, you know, that thinks, you know, that I'm some important individual, but man, to happen that many times while I'm on the air with a host, it's pretty like eerie feeling. So I hope it doesn't happen right now.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's see if they'll let you get away with making your points clear this time, because I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, Mexico, you know, I'm in my 40s, and I can remember in the 1990s that we so-called bailed out the Mexican banking system, and they recalibrated the peso and everything like that. And that was during Bill Clinton's watch. And, you know, Mexico's a narco state. It's been run by our intelligence agencies and some folks in the city of Rome that wear clerical garb.
I know who they are. Yeah.
Yeah, the Vatican's had heavy, heavy influence in Central and South America for so long. They preach this liberation theology, which is nothing more than Marxism dressed up in some Christian, you know, vernacular. And these people have been under heavy oppression for so long, you know, the disarming of the Mexican people and just the culture taking their young girls, putting them into prostitution. You know, it's a really hardcore culture. I've been down there, and especially on the border towns. It's, you know, I've been to numerous border towns, and it's a beautiful place, and it's an ugly place at the same time. And, you know, the thing is, I kind of agree with the guy that was just talking. You know, there's a struggle for that society just like there's one for ours. And for the good people to leave there and escape, I get it. But at the same time, that's like all of us wanting to escape the U.S. right now, right when it's crunch time. Right when, you know, right when they're about to collapse the thing on us. And, you know, it's time to be bold and not be scared. And the worst they can do to you is kill your body. Like the Bible says, don't fear him that can kill your body, but fear him that can kill your body and throw your soul into hell. And so it's basically a fear God, and that, you know, man can only do so much to you. and for us to, or the Mexican people, to just give into this total Orwellian, Huxleyan domination state that they're trying to foist upon us. You know, it's like, you know what, I'm not going to go down like that. I'm going to resist with every fiber of my being, and I know everybody that listens to RBN is the same way. It's time for all of us to, you know, stand in the gap, because right now you got so many psychopathic, democidal freak shows that really want to call the population. They feel like they've got the power right now. They feel like, hey, we've got enough implements in place where we can get this agenda really accelerated, and I think at that time, you know, you see with the aerial spraying, the food chain just totally going down the tubes with the Monsantos and Cargills and ADMs, the rest of them, just destroying our very, you know, the fabric of life, the people trying to be healthy, and Codex Alimentarius, all this sickness, these people want to just, I can't, you know, it's hard to really get wrap your mind around the mind of a psychopath when you're not one, but it just blows my mind that human beings can just sit there and think they're in some elite club, and that the rest of us are cattle and animals and insects just to be used and cast aside if necessary. And, you know, we got to take the numbers down of these useless eaters, the Henry Kissinger type mentalities. And, you know, it's really time to start just calling these people out and confronting them, and, you know, to not be fearful and cower and worry about sticking your neck out and losing your little jobs and, you know, this sort of thing. We've got to just be bold, and I hope I didn't get turned off, that I get it all out.
No, you're still there, man, surprisingly enough, and I probably couldn't have said a lot of the things that you said any better than you did, as a matter of fact. You know, I'm surprised. Yeah, you got it all out, Robert. They didn't shut you off this time.
Yeah, well, they shut me down earlier on Rivero's show, so
really?
I just
wow.
wondered. Yeah.
Well,
I just wanted to vent because, you know, we're facing this crunch time where right now it's like we're at the zenith point in our society where they think the technology that they have is going to enable them to kill a whole bunch of us. And yeah. They might be able to do it, but at the same time, there's a large number of people awakening to the agenda. And so it's a race to see how many of us can become aware and cognizant of the agenda and then actually do something to stop it, or whether they can, you know, reach past that point to where they can tip its critical mass in their side on, you know, to really get this thing going. And so I, you know, all of us out here are watching, and the devil's in the details, and, you know, that's about all I had to say tonight. But I thank you for letting me rant a little bit, because this stuff builds up and you gotta let the steam off at times.
Hey, well, don't thank me. Thank the NSA for not shutting you down for a change. How's that sound?
Well, yeah.
Oh, the Bob Tuscan Show. Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks so much. Be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Here we are, right here on the Bob Tuscan Show, finding another race here. You know, people waking up. That's the good thing about it, because we've been talking about that all night tonight. You know, we still have to resist TPP. You know, we have to be watching for this whole situation, but they are shaking at the top. This planet, the FCC, or somebody was trying to slip through, has been identified. There was a leak in information about it getting out, and the whole idea of, you know, net neutrality, or their new definition of how they were going to streamline the net, they say, by basically putting a few major corporations in control. Even people like Google came out against it, of course, and we've had a lot of people, you know, who said, no, let's keep the internet open. It certainly isn't a shortage of bandwidth, friends, as we've talked about before. They have plenty of bandwidth out there that they can activate, and new nodes and things like that they're developing all the time that compress and streamline it on its own. We don't need to shut down the free information, and that's what they want to do. You can tell they're just they're panicking because we're waking up, because shows like this, because we're talking to people, because we're saying, look, we know what you're doing. You're poisoning the wells of information. You've got so many people stooped down to such a low mentality and analysis of news these days, and you keep terrorizing everybody with events like 9/11 and Sandy Hook. And, you know, the banksters, if we don't help the banksters, the whole world's going to come apart, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Just a Main Street mugging taking place in the economy today right now. And we know things are up, and now we're finding out that the Mexican citizens are wanting to rearm themselves against all the corruption that's taking place down there. This is coming, it's going all over the world, friends. It's happening all over the place. And I'm going to get some calls here. And let's see here. We've got one lined up here. I just know that if I didn't try to do this at the wrong time. Let's see if I can get Fred in California on in this segment. Fred, are you out there?
Hi, Steve. Yeah, I'm out there. And,
okay, buddy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
It seems like we're covering two subjects here. One is the Mexican people, which is a fantastic culture. I think people who travel around the world will identify all these cultures around the world offer something just really tremendous. I have a high regard and respect for the Mexican people. And what I wanted to ask your assistance tonight is, I was watching a movie last week about Cinco de Mayo and what occurred, where the banksters in Spain and France weren't getting paid back their interest. So they were going to do two things. One, they wanted to occupy the South during a civil war. And in their grand scheme of things, they thought, well, instead of going straight to the South, let's invade Mexico and claim that land, and then we'll move north and then into the southern section of the 13 states comprising the Confederacy, and we'll make them individual states, and then we'll put in central banks there. And what the people of Mexico did that changed history here in the United States, I was wondering if you could elucidate on that a little bit. But my take on it is you know, they did not have much of an army. They lost their battalion due to an explosion in one of their forts. And it was basically the citizens taking on the finest troops of France and Spain, and there were a lot of other mercenaries involved. And they fought like you wouldn't believe. And it held up these foreign countries from taking advantage of the Civil War. And I was just wondering if you could maybe talk a little bit about that. My take is that Cinco de Mayo was a major turning point and had a tremendous effect on our history in this country.
Yeah, here again, right, is the story of Benito Juarez, you know, who was often considered the Abraham Lincoln of Mexico in terms of what he did to try to liberate the people from the Spanish Catholic control over all the lands and these huge plantations and stuff like that. That basically had a, you know, a death grip on the people. And Cinco de Mayo has its roots, I'm reading from a wiki page, sorry about that, but just to give you a background, Cinco de Mayo has its roots in the French occupation of Mexico, which took place in the aftermath of the Mexican-American War of 1846 and 48. You recall what happened there. The United States entangled itself in an awful campaign going down into Mexico and humiliating the Mexicans, which really wasn't necessary. I know at that time it was a little bit like you know, the march into Iraq in 2003, you know, where we were doing something we had no business doing, and there was a fellow who didn't like that. His party kind of didn't back him very well. What was his name? Let's see. It was Abraham Lincoln, who You know, there's, as a matter of fact, there are statues of Abraham Lincoln in Mexico, not because of his presidency during the Civil War, but because of his position against the intrusion into Mexico that took place in 1846 through 1848. But Lincoln was basically deserted by his party. It sounds a little bit like somebody by the name of, who was this guy's name? Ron Paul! Yeah, very same idea. You know, when somebody in the Republican Party was talking about how the nonsense of what was going on here. They were very similar in that situation. But anyway, getting back to the story, Cinco de Mayo has its roots in the French occupation of Mexico, which took place in the aftermath of that Mexican-American War of 1846-48, the Mexican Civil War of 1858, and the 1860 Reform Wars. These wars left the Mexican treasury nearly bankrupt. Now, remember, probably the one of the most evil guys in Mexican history was Santa Anna. He did more to destroy that country than just about anybody I can think of. At that time, Mexican President Benito Juarez issued a moratorium in which all foreign debt payments would be suspended for 2 years. He said, we're not going to pay the debts on these foreign banks. How does that sound? You know, it figures just a lot like what we saw happening with Lincoln when he said, I refuse to let these banks charge us 28% interest to fund our war. You know, we're going to print our own greenbacks. We're not doing it, you know. So Juarez issued a moratorium in which all foreign debt payments would be suspended for 2 years. In response, France, Britain, and Spain sent naval forces to Veracruz to demand reimbursement. Britain and Spain negotiated with Mexico and withdrew, but France, at the time ruled by Napoleon III, decided to use the opportunity to establish a Latin empire in Mexico, which would favor French interests. The second Mexican Empire. So, you know, it went on to talk a little bit about how all that took place. And this was the beginning of when they were trying to set themselves free from all this foreign interest and control of the Vatican-Rothschild banking cartel and all of the people who were orchestrating the mercantilism that was taking place across the New World at that time and basically strangling the life out of Mexico. So, May 5th, 1862, in the siege of Puebla, is the date of the Cinco de Mayo celebration. So it is an important part, but you know that part of the history has been lost to a certain extent. That here was an uprising against the banksters in Mexico. That's really what Cinco de Mayo was all about, right, Fred?
That's right. It's another bankster war, and what it did for the United States is that it held up French from moving into Mexico with the ultimate goal of gaining that land and then moving up into the South during the Civil War and supporting the South in hopes the banksters setting up central banks and making those 13 states actually countries. And it's worth checking into, but I'll tell you, after I saw that documentary, and that's all I have to go on right now, I mean, you're talking about people with pitchforks and everything else going against the very best the French and the English and the Spanish could offer, and people should need to Cinco de Mayo.
Right. It's a very important part of American history, U.S. American history, too, because it did distract a lot of these foreign powers at that time, because the reality is the Civil War, friends, was not about slavery, nor was it about states' rights. It was about the banks trying to tear this country apart. That's the reality of it. I mean, they were working with trying to get us entangled into this war and then to fund the war at this enormous interest and then clean up when it was all over. That was the plan. Okay, we'll be right back after the break. Got some more calls coming in. Thanks, friends. Stay with us on the Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Bob Tuscan Show continues. Steve Starr is riding out the storm here with you, and our producer Dan. We're hanging in there. Hey, I don't know where you are, but we have a beautiful full moon. Looks like it's almost full over us here in Colorado tonight. We had a monster storm, you know, a May snowstorm, which is typical. But Monday night, and we're beginning a new week, and Kevin Burke coming up tomorrow night on the show, and we've got some other good things planned. I have got a couple calls. I'm going to try to squeeze them both in. We're going to hear some more words from Sovereign Man, and then Rita, you know, she's hanging, and we'll see if we can finish up the show with her. Sovereign, are you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm hanging in here.
Cool.
Yeah.
been an interesting evening.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, and I think all these things are great about learning about history and whatnot.
Right.
You know what? I want to keep playing that string on the whole geoengineering thing. I mean, if we can't grow our food, we can't drink the water. I mean, all this is for naught.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I mean, it's that in itself is an old thing too of, you know, salting the fields and poisoning the wells. I mean, it's happened centuries ago. You know.
Mm-hmm. But Steve, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can like take a territory and do it, but I mean, this is a extinction level event.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's no coming back from a lot of these genetically modified mutations that they're releasing in droves and masses and tons out in the earth today. I mean, I don't know how we're going to recover from a lot of the stuff they're spraying on us and depleted uranium and things like that. I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
What's amazing is, just as we are very resilient, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, mankind is. I mean, we have the ability to recover and heal if we let our bodies do it. Just like I believe that the earth will heal itself if we let it do it. If we stop, you know, we gotta come together and we gotta stop these people that are spraying us like this. I mean, if Luke Radowski can walk up to, what's his name?
David Rockefeller? Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, you can also look up the video where the guy in Brazil, I believe, walked up to, no, it was in Chile, walked up to David Rockefeller, told him to leave, get out, we don't want you here. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, just as these banksters have, like, been, you know, things have been happening to them, and I don't know exactly who or what these things have been occurring, but just think of what kind of message would that send out if, say, the people started apprehending these individuals that have been creating crimes against mankind. Now, granted, I believe a lot of these chemtrailing planes are coming off the military bases. So, how do you go about apprehending people that are flying in and out of air, you know, military bases?
I think what we're looking at with the military right now, that and I heard some reports on this today, that, you know, people below the rank of light colonel, you know, your captains, most of the people in the military are waking up very, very quickly. This is one of the reasons why they're getting rid of so many of these generals, and Obama and his group are getting rid of generals in strategic positions who may feel like they need to resist what's going on. I mean, the whole Benghazi thing, and I don't want to belabor that, is targeted, really, at the problems with what's happening in the mismanagement of the military, the entire CIA, our military intelligence, and all of these people who are, you know, creating these difficulties by arming all kinds of crazies with these very dangerous weapons. In some cases, the weapons fall into the wrong hands, or they turn out to be used by somebody who decides they want to change their agenda. It's like Fast and Furious, only on a global scale, with much more dangerous weapons in the Mideast and Africa right now. So, you know, we're seeing the same thing happen over and over by the ineptness of the people who run this government, and that's a big part of it. Now, how far will that be, you know, work down the chain? How many people in law enforcement right now are listening that are saying, yeah, you know, something's very wrong here. We're on the verge of extinction, as you said, Sovereign, and we're destroying the life of our children and their children. And we're putting an end to our entire existence by following orders, just by following orders. And people are at a point now where I think things may tip the other way, and they know this, and they're trying to stop it because we're getting the information out there. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I pray that we have reached that tipping point.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I mean, every time I go out, I speak the truth in love, and almost everybody I speak with are very receptive to my message. There are a few, you know, it's like, you know, I get the old, well, you gotta die of something thing, you know, when I talk to them about the food or whatever. But, you know, that's just
right on.
Take the dust off my shoes and keep on going.
Yeah, do what you can while you're here. That's the only thing you do. Okay, buddy, I'm going to try to get to Rita. I appreciate your call, and thanks for, you know, the encouraging words there. And for all of you listeners out there, hey, get ready now. I want you to tune up your ears because Rita's going to hit you and hit you with facts and figures and information very hard because she talks. And you might want to tape record this and play it back so you make sure you get it all because Rita's one of my favorites, actually. So let's see if we get Rita up here. Rita, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am. You know, and you're one of my favorites, too. You know, I do love your Bob Dole impression, and I did love your John McCain. Very good. You know, and with your Bob Dole, with the piano, you have to have the piano. I
get it.
You've
got to have that.
But you know what?
Piano.
I was listening to you guys. I really don't want to talk about Mexico because there ain't that much time left. But did you hear about they're legalizing the Mexico vigilantes registered their weapons and they are to disband? See, they defended themselves when the government couldn't, and they kicked out the Knights Templars. Did you hear about that?
Yes, we did. We've been talking a little bit about that, of course. And you know, this is an ongoing story. Let's see where
them registering their weapons.
Yeah, I heard they were calling for them to register, and some of them were rejecting that because they said, we don't need... Yeah.
Okay. It says the government is giving us the chance to register everything except bazookas and grenade launchers. I guess you don't have to register at all.
Yeah, right, no.
You never know, though.
Yeah. They might have some of those.
Okay, so they're happy to do it, you know, so they're going to register their guns, and now the Knights Templars are laying low. We'll see. So anyhow, my big thing I want to talk to you about is that I don't think, you know what, when your repentance is complete, and I hate to say this, but when your repentance is complete, we're prepared to get rid of all evildoers. So how do you show that? How do you do that? You know what I'm saying? And I had credit back in the day for exposing, because they were talking about police brutality, and I was saying, where are they putting these people? And they gave me credit for uncovering the prison industrial complex back in the 90s. So the thing is, if you mention this, what I'm going to mention to you now, but I know you could take it. Okay, there's something called the Christian Industrial Complex. I'm making that up right now. But there's the Christian Industrial Complex and the Community Industrial Complex, and they both use and they raise money with bands and music. And I write this music, you know. Psalms 36, Proverbs 26. I turn them into like a Courtney Love song or something, you know. I mean, all the words are there. You know, but anyway, the thing is that we got this Christian industrial complex. Do you guys do the small groups in your church?
Yeah, I think I do, and I've learned a lot from them, but at the same time, I'm not always happy with my church. They don't really deal with things, you know, that are going on around us, and that's something, as you and I both know, as watchmen or watchwomen, if you like, there isn't enough of that going on, but go ahead, Rita. What?
Okay, well, the reason I'm saying, are you familiar with Peter Drucker and Yonggi Cho?
I know Dr. Cho from Korea, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yes, very, very big. I've seen him speak several times, as a matter of fact, worked with him a little bit. And, he built that entire church in Korea off the small group concept.
You know who came up with the small group concept?
No.
Oh, no, I can't think of his name. Oh, God. It was a guy from the, I always know this one, too, Kurt Lewin. And he was with the OSS. And he told these Jews back in the 30s, this is where he came out, and he told these Jews, hey, you guys are self-hating Jews. And they says, oh, no, we're not. And he's come to my small groups. And after he went to the small groups, they walked out. Yeah, I was a self-hating Jew.
Okay, got to run. Got to run. We're out of time. But we got to get back with us on this, okay? Thanks for listening, everybody, on the Bob Duskin Show. See you tomorrow night.
This has been another edition of the Bob Duskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With